From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice.
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga. This with agreement of the Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything. Here to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL.
Carter had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Monday, while inside, the justices heard opening arguments in the case U.S. versus Texas. The case involves a lawsuit questioning the legality of President Barack Obama's executive orders on immigration. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress, the Chamber of Deputies, voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote in early May to proceed with impeachment against Ms. Rousseff. The court in Kiev has convicted two Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes. It sentenced them to 14 years in jail. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov and Yevgeny Yerofeyev guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine, assisting a terrorist group, committing an act of terrorism, and using weapons to provoke an armed conflict. This is VOA News.
Need your help tomorrow. It's a big election, a primary election in the Democratic primary.
U.S. presidential candidates campaign Monday in New York, a day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primary elections. That was Hillary Clinton, by the way. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is trailing Hillary Clinton in opinion polls, is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his two rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. An Israeli police official says a bus explosion in the heart of Jerusalem Monday wounded at least 15 people. The blast was originally thought to be due to a malfunction on the bus, but officials now say it was due to an explosive device. Officials are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The death toll from the earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 350. Rescuers are continuing to pull bodies from flattened buildings. The United Nations envoy says the Syrian opposition has postponed its participation in peace talks due to what it calls government violations of a ceasefire. Both sides are accusing the other of ceasefire violations. United Nations mediator Stefan de Mistura says negotiations will continue and that the rebel delegation would remain in Geneva for technical discussions.
And then decide on how and when to move forward on what anyway is expected to be a series of discussions on and off in order to focus on concrete political transition.
The UN launched the latest round of indirect peace talks last week between the Syrian government and the opposition. United Nations envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says peace talks that were set to start Monday between Yemen's warring parties have been delayed. He said he was working to overcome the latest challenges and urged the delegations to show good faith and participate in the talks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and top rebel leader Monday, urging them to quickly establish their transitional government. That is seen as a vital step to ending the country's civil war. The telephone calls came as rebel leader Riek Machar prepared to return to the capital, Juba, to be sworn in as first vice president and set up the government with President Salva Kiir. Aung San Suu Kyi says Myanmar's constitution needs to be amended in order to transform the former military-ruled nation into a true federal democratic union. The Nobel Peace Laureate and de facto head of state repeated her vow to revise the nation's charter during a nationally televised speech on Monday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.